Welcome to Player Pass, your weekly Xbox Game Pass podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Fouché, and along with me is my co-host, Justin Summers. We're here to let you know what games you should be playing on Game Pass this week. How you doing this week, Tank?
I'm doing good, man. Looking forward to the episode. We did our Game Roulette last week, and I have to apologize. I have started a new job a week ago, and my schedule is still crazy, so I haven't got to play it as much. My game from Game Roulette as much as I wanted to. So I'm not going to do my review till next week, try to get a little bit more game time in on that so I can give a good review of that one. But you've got a good review or a game review from your Roulette game coming up today. So I'm excited to kind of hear about that one. Plus, we got some news from Xbox. So I think it's going to be a good episode.
So yeah, I think it's good too that we can split it up. That'll help us to not just have to cram in stuff, so we can really kind of dive into both of these games that we got instead of just trying to hit some high points real quick and not really conveying what's going on in the games that well. But yeah, first thing we got is a little bit of news, and well, I actually got a lot of bit of news, and that's it is that time of the week or the time of the month when we get to see all the new games that are coming to Game Pass, and it is a pretty big list. There's actually 12 on here that are coming. One of those is just one that's coming to the cloud that's already been on there. But other than that, 11 brand new games to Game Pass. That's pretty incredible. So first off is two games that were added. They're going to already be on there by the time you hear this. They came out, I believe, Tuesday of this week. And that's Battlefield 5. It has been moved to the cloud, so you can play that on there now. And then Chris Tales, is that how you say that, Tank?
That's what I would say, Chris Tales, yep.
So yeah, this is a game I downloaded immediately. It has been showing on the coming soon list on the app for a long time. So it's a JRPG that has there's present, future, and past are overlaid on top of each other the whole time, or at the same time. So yeah, it's a classic JRPG, so it's turn-based. But I hadn't played it yet. I did download it immediately, but I haven't had a chance to play this one. But it looks interesting, and it's a hand-drawn art style, so it's a really pretty game as well. So I'm looking forward to jumping into that one. I just have some other games I'm playing right now before I'll actually be able to get to that one.
Yeah, when I read the description of that game, I saw, yeah, this is going to be right up Fouché's alley. So I knew that would be one you'd be jumping on since it was already available.
No, oh, yeah.
Some of the ones coming on the July 22nd, we have Atomicrops, which is coming to cloud console and PC. Raji, an Ancient Epic, and The Last Stop. All three of these will be available in all three outlets on July 22nd. I was looking through, and The Last Stop, that is one that I had heard of, but I don't. That's really the main one of those three. The main one of those three that I'd heard of, but I don't know enough. I don't know much about it. I don't know if it would be something that I would necessarily be into or not. But it seems like it's got a pretty good story behind that game, so it would be one that I would definitely be taking a closer look at when it's out. I guess it's out. It'll be out when you hear this. So.
Yeah, and that's, those three games, all three of them are ID at Xbox, so there's all three indie games, and the one that stuck out to me between those was Atomicrops. I'd heard about this game, and it's kind of a mix between, Stardew Valley and a little bit of other stuff, Enter the Gungeon kind of combat with some gunplay and stuff like that. So I don't know. It seemed really, really interesting to me. The art style's really good looking, but it's kind of post-apocalyptic, not quite like zombies, but it's some of the plants and stuff are mutated crops that are, I don't know, giant Venus flytrap kind of thing, but somewhat grotesque. It's been a while. I've looked at some reviews of this game, and it's some people are pretty high on it, and anything that's like Stardew Valley, that's something I've been asking for Game Pass for a while now, and so I'm pretty excited to play that one. And then we move into July the 26th. There's two games coming out, and that's Blinks, the Time Sweeper, and Crimson Skies, High Road to Revenge. Both those are going to be on cloud and console. I don't know anything about Crimson Skies, but Blinks was an original Xbox game that came out 20 years ago, and I remember playing this at a friend's house like 10 years after it came out, or sometime when I was in high school. Somebody was like, one of my buddies said, I've never been able to beat this game, and I know you're good at games, so I want you to try to beat it. And I think I played it like till 3 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't have quite enough time to beat it. But it was a fun game, especially for it being 20 years old.
Yeah, I was looking up some stuff on Crimson Skies, and it looks like it would be something that I would kind of be interested in. It's also celebrating 20 years of Xbox. But it's kind of from what I've seen and what I pick up, it's kind of like playing Ace Combat, but you're playing in like a 1930s setting. So you're flying all these 30s and earlier model airplanes, but they're supposed to have a really cool like action adventure movie style scenes and clips and stuff. So it may have a really good story mixed in like your normal like dogfighting aerial game. So it seems like it would be something that I could really get into. I used to love Ace Combat and a lot of those. There was another game, I can't think of what it even is now. It may have been one of the ATV versus MX off-road fury games that you know, a while back that you could fly like propeller planes and stuff, prop planes. And that those have always been interesting to me and always had a good time playing those. So I'm looking forward to probably trying that one out. The 27th, we have Microsoft Flight Simulator, which is coming to the X and S only. They finally have a system that can run this, so I know that'll be a blast for a lot of folks. I've watched videos on this game, and it's like a bunch of other stuff that I watch on YouTube and watch videos of. It's just something that is just fun to watch. It's so realistic and so, you know, you have this open world map that is so huge and actually doing your flight simulator stuff. So I'm sure you'll be downloading that with Boucher and giving it a try once it's available.
I definitely will. And then I will, of course, be flying to everywhere I've ever lived and see where what it looks like.
See what it looks like, yeah.
And test that first. And then I might really go check out some things like places I've traveled to before too, and see what they look like, and then go places I've never been before.
Yeah,
I don't know. That might be a lot of time sucked into playing that. I might get addicted to that because I've heard some people tend to do that. There's four more games that are coming out on the 29th, and that is Lethal League Blaze, Omno, Project Wingman, and The Ascent. So all four of these are also ID at Xbox.
Oh yeah, all of them. Yeah, I see that now. I see that Project Wingman is too. So yeah, big, you know, indie game heavy, which I know you love, Fushay, and I probably will too, because we've both been a big fan of a lot of indie games here recently. So there's going to be a huge choice of, you know, from RPGs and JRPGs and flight simulators and all these different, you know, game types that are going to be available within the next, you know, week and a half. It's kind of exciting to see what all we can get into.
Yeah, it's really like and it's a big different kind of games here too, like a big genre, a bunch of different types of games you can pick from. And one thing I noticed that they're putting that's important to them is the day one. They're emphasizing that. And The Ascent, Omno, and I think there's one more on here that are, oh, my computer kind of froze up. And there's one more on here that...
It's Last Stop.
The Last Stop.
Yeah, that's the one that I had heard of, and it'll be available day one.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool.
The 22nd.
So there's a bunch of all that you can get those games on here day one. And that's something that's pretty important to them, and that's exciting as well.
Yeah, there's, I mean, a lot of these games, Only a couple of them I feel like I've heard of. I mean, aside from Battlefield 5, Coming to Cloud, and then Flight Simulator, I've heard of those, of course. But a couple of these, they kind of, I've heard of them, but don't know a ton about them. A lot of them seem, you know, I'm really interested in once, you break it down and look into them. It's something I'm looking forward to giving a try to some of these.
Yeah, there's so many that I want to play in that and just check out, because that's one thing that I'm excited about is I don't know a ton about these games. And so I'm always excited to jump into those. I do remember seeing the Omno when they had the big Xbox, the ID at Xbox thing maybe 2-3 months ago before E3. And that was one of them that really stuck out to me, just the art style and gameplay from what I saw in like a 5-second clip. But yeah, I'm pretty excited about those. And then, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, there's a few quests and a few perks that you can pick up this month too if you're interested. Smite, Spellbreak, POS2, New Genesis. All these have perks, and there's some quests in Halo and Rise and Grounded that you can turn in for some extra gamer score points. So look into those if those are some that you'd be interested in doing or collecting this month.
Yeah, and then also 14 more cloud-enabled games today. And so with touch controls, not just games that were added, but touch controls that were enabled. And that's stuff that sticks out is the three Fable games on there now touch control, the Bard's Tale, all those.
Yes.
And for me, the Wild at Heart, that's one I've been playing on and off. And those kind of games, I've jumped back into games because of touch controls, actually, a few times. Like, one of the games I've been playing this week is the only reason I started playing it again is because it has touch controls, and then playing it for a few minutes with the touch controls made me want to jump back in and just, like, play it a lot longer.
Yeah.
Other than that, there are games leaving, but like we said, there's 11 brand new games that were coming too, and only 3 are leaving. And so these 3 games are Lurch Below, The Tourist, and Undermine. So The Tourist is one that we talked about. I gave a game review on. It's been a while ago now. I can't remember.
It's been a little bit. It's probably been at least a month, maybe a little over a month, actually. Probably closer to 2 months.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what episode that was. But yeah, it's been a while. That's a game I liked. But it's also good that that's a game that you can jump in and be within these 2 weeks before it leaves on the 31st. I guess you have 10 days. So that is, I think it took me like 7-8 hours to 100% the game. So if you want to just fly through and beat that game, you can beat that in 5 hours or so. But yeah, it's a game that's definitely worth playing. And I was a little disappointed to see, or not disappointed, I know games have to leave, but a little sad to see Undermine go. I played that one a little bit, and it was fun. I just had other games to play too. So, but yeah, that's what we got there. And then just to mention a little kind of news / non-news is there's a game that anybody can pick up that's a gold member. And that is, let me get it pulled back up. It disappeared on me.
Unleashed.
Yeah, MX Unleashed. And that's another 20-year-old game.
Yeah.
But for some reason, and nobody really knows why, it's just free.
And making it free.
Yeah, and you can get it. And that's about all I have to say about that.
It's a THQ game. And I used to love some of those THQ games back, maybe not 20 years ago, but maybe 15 years ago. I played a lot of THQ games. I can't remember if I actually played this game or not. I probably did. But it may be a lot of fun. So if it's something that you're interested in, hey, it's free. Go in there and download it and play it for a little bit. See if you like it.
Yeah, I download most every game that's free, unless it's just total trash. Because that game, it'll eventually cost something again. So like, you might as well pick it up while it's free instead of having to wait.
The other little bit of news that we have for this week is that tomorrow, which is tomorrow for us, is Thursday, July 22nd at 10 a.m. EA Play Live will be going on. So if you are really, if you're a big EA fan or you want to see what EA plans to have in store going forward for the rest of the year and go into the next years, you can check that out. It'll be live at 10 a.m. Pacific time. I'm also very excited because Apex has a official launch, season launch event happening at the same time. So I don't know if it's going to be a part of EA Play Live. I don't know if they're going to do their reveal and then add it into EA Play Live later on. But yeah, if you're interested in EA, if you enjoy those games, you want to see more on Battlefield, if you want to see more on Apex Legends, if you want to see more on some of these other things that they have in store going forward, make sure and tune into that or be ready to watch it back. It'll be available on YouTube and a lot of the EA channels will be playing it afterwards. So be looking forward to that and getting some juicy details on Battlefield and some of the other games going forward.
So yeah, that's about it on that. Is what you expect to see is Battlefield, maybe the new Madden, and then like Tank said, Apex. And then there's been some rumors about Dead Space series. Some hints around it, or people are thinking that at least. So, you know, we haven't had an entry in that since 2013. So maybe that'll come to be. But I know that do not expect Star Wars because they've said that will not be there. So yeah, don't go in hoping for any Star Wars games because you will get disappointed with that. But yeah, that's about all the news we have this week. I can't think of anything else that would be worth mentioning. But we're going to move into the game that I got through our game roulette last week, and that is Deep Rock Galactic. And it is a game about space dwarves. And yes, a listener reached out and told me I had the correct pronunciation. A listener might have been my wife, but yet she still did say that I had the correct pronunciation of that word.
Just for a little backstory, if you listened to last week's episode, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, go back and listen to it. And there's a point in the episode where Fouché picks this game and he's reading out something and he just says dwarves like five times back to back. And me and all of our friends have just been loving it ever since it happened. I like took a recording of it and clipped it out and I sent it to all of them. And it's just, I'm really hoping somebody can make a rap out of it. because the clip is just absolutely amazing. So we made fun of him for that for a while, but I'm looking forward to seeing what you actually thought of this game and kind of what you experienced when you were playing it this week.
So yeah, I played the game for maybe about 2 hours or so, maybe a slight little more than that. I checked on the app and it said I'd played it for almost five. I know that wasn't the case. I can't help myself but pause the game and just leave it running so the clock ticks up. I try not to do that so I can be accurate on here telling how often or how much time I'm putting on these games. But but yeah, you start out and you kind of, like, there's four different characters you can be. At first it makes you be like the tank character with the Gatling gun. And then that you're just like an offensive character. So you go through missions and then you're able to swap. Once you beat that first mission, you can kind of swap up to the different characters and use their different skills. And you can really tell that this game was made for, it is 1-4 player co-op and you can play it solo, but it's really pushing you towards being a team and using the different skills of each of these characters. And it would definitely be best if you had four people go in there and play, because the skills each character has are so much different than the other ones that you could see like, oh, okay, the skill would be really nice to have, but if I don't have that person with me, then it almost makes you think there's like a gap in the gameplay that you're just missing something. So yeah, it would definitely be most fun with more people just because that is fun. And then also you would have a wider variety of things that you could do. So like, for example, like one person can set up zip lines to make a make your whole team move to a place that would be a lot harder to get to. One person can like do these tiers on the wall, like little platforms where you can reach up to like the stuff you're mining. Like what the main concept of most of the missions that I went on was to get a certain, like a certain number of this ore that you were looking for. And so like sometimes they're way high up on a wall. And so like having that guy with the platforms would be really useful for getting up there to mine those. And if you don't have him, then all of a sudden it just becomes a lot more difficult to get to it. But the whole environment of the whole game isn't destructible. Like you have your pickaxe, and as soon as you're just dropped off, you can just start digging in any direction, go wherever you want to, which is sort of like it encourages you to come up with your own way how to beat it. But if you just went off and dug in one direction, I think you would just kind of go off into nothingness because it's procedurally generated. And so these caves are like there for you to explore. But if you don't, like, I think if you just go off in another direction, there's not even going to be a cave there. You're just going to be wasting your time. but no, I did have fun with it. And I really just used one character after I got through that first mission. I switched to a different character and I pretty much just used him the whole time. And, the guy I picked, he could dig through a lot faster, so that felt like it would be the best thing for me playing solo to be able to get around quicker through the caves and stuff like that.
So in these caves and these different little worlds, you say you can get drop off in, is that all at that point, is that all, are you facing all computers, or is there any actual PvP in some of these areas? Is it all computer enemies, or do you actually have some PvP in that?
As far as I know, it was just PvE. Like I didn't get to any point where I was against any other players. And there was stuff that I, like, this game is a very long game from what I could tell, just jumping in there. Like, to get to this certain thing, I had to beat like 10 missions before I like got through like the basic part, is what I understood. What it seemed like was happening. And I don't know, that each mission took me like 20 to 30 minutes. So like you're putting in some time just to get through that. And then, so maybe there's like an unlockable thing later on. And I don't think, even if it is, it wouldn't be like battling each other. It would be more maybe like racing to get more stuff or something like that. I don't think that's in the game, but even if it was, it wouldn't be a game. It is a first-person shooter, but it wouldn't be a game like a competitive first-person shooter. It's not made for that. But yeah, it is just mainly built to like work together. I don't even know, like, if you are playing, I doubt there's friendly fire in the game. That would be pretty difficult.
Yeah.
But yeah, each of your four characters, like, you can switch. When you're like in the base before you start a mission, you could switch up, but they level up individually. So like the one guy I have is like level 4 and everybody else is just level 1. And so, but there's a ton of things to do, really. Like there's a bunch of different mission types. It's kind of weird. Like I was unlocking different mission types as I went through, and every mission I played was a different mission type, but really only one of them felt like drastically different than the other ones. So I don't really know what the difference in these missions were. They were just listed as being different, but then it was all but one of them was go collect a certain number of a specific ore. And the other one was like setting up this, it was like a 40 minute mission, if not longer. I don't know. It kind of got tedious by myself. If I was playing with other people, like, we could have beat that mission in 15 minutes or something. But just by myself, it got a little tedious.
Yeah, the co-op aspect of it adds a whole lot, I'm sure, being able to have multiple people. Especially if you have a full crew, you have four players, then I'm sure that makes the missions a lot more quicker and faster. Because I know some of the games that we've played together and talked about on the podcast, they go a lot better when you have more than one person. So I'm sure some sides of that, having that co-op side of it would change things up quite a bit.
Yeah, a lot of it reminded me of when me and you played the dinosaur game.
That's second extinction. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
It kind of reminded me of that with, you know, not as many side missions and stuff going on, but like it seemed a little more polished than that game for sure. Which that game was in
demo mode
it was more polished, and it seemed a little like it would be a little better to play together. Like you have more of a, it wasn't quite as repetitive, even though it was repetitive. I guess the nature of it being procedurally generated also helped out, because when we played that the dinosaur game, it just was like exactly the same, like, and just kind of it got old much quicker than this game would, because I did find myself like I played through like four missions and then I was like a little tired, so I started playing a different game, and then I wanted to get a capture of something and get a little video of it, and then I found myself like enjoying the next mission a lot more anyway, even though it was pretty similar to the other mission. Like, I don't know, just I did find myself enjoying it and not being burnt out pretty quick. But yeah, there's a bunch of stuff leveling up. Like, you can level up all your equipment, like your pickaxe and your guns. Each character has different guns too. As far as I know, they don't switch. So like the guy I had a flamethrower, and then like the other guy had a Gatling gun, and I'm not even sure what the other two guys had. But like all that stuff is individually leveled up for each dwarf, and so it can take a long time to really get your stuff leveled up to where you want to. And then there's also a mini game that I played for a long time. Like 10 minutes just wasting my time trying to kick this bucket into like a hoop.
Was it fun, or just something you got distracted with?
I don't know. It was like not the most addicting thing or anything, but it was or like it wasn't the most engaging fun thing, but I just couldn't help myself. I couldn't stop playing.
You had to try.
Yeah. I noticed there was an achievement tied to it that I was not very close at getting.
Yeah, there's some of those games. I can't think of the game I'm thinking of offhand, but some of those mini games inside of it. Is it Banjo-Kazooie? Or maybe Donkey? I don't remember. But there's some of these games have these mini games that are inside of it that you can just get sucked into and keep playing for hours and hours and hours. Like, whatever game I'm thinking about, it may be Donkey Kong, like 64. I can't remember. But one of these games I used to play a lot when I was younger had mini games, and there was one mini game that I just find myself doing over and over and over and over. So I get how you can sit there and waste time. We get stuck wasting time doing that.
Yeah, I should have been playing the game to like get a better feel for it, but I was just sitting there kicking this bucket. Yeah.
So what's kind of your overall thoughts? Do you think you'll be coming back to play again? What do you think of the game as a whole?
So I think the game as a whole is really well made, and I looked up their Twitter and stuff, and like there's a bunch of people on there that are loyal followers of the game, and like they really, really enjoy it. And the devs are really vocal with their fans and stuff, and they do like a dev stream quite pretty often. Like, so it's a live community and stuff. It's just small, and like there's people that are super into it. But for me, I don't think I can really get into it. Like, it's not a bad game by any means, and it's well made. I didn't run into any frustrating gameplay stuff that I thought was bad. It's just I got so much else that kind of fits me a little better than this game. And I don't know if we were to go in there and like get four of us playing at one time, like I could see myself enjoying this game a lot and maybe playing it every now and then. But as a solo game, I'm not gonna. I got so many other games I want to play. This one would be pretty far down on the list. And I just don't have the time. Like, this game also wants you to put in a lot of time. Like, I don't have that kind of time to put into this one game that I like but don't just like love, you know.
Yeah, that's, I was thinking when you were, you know, talking about it, explaining some of the missions and some of the things that you do in this game, I figured it seemed like something that you could just, it could be just a time sink where you could just dump a ton of time into this game to get kind of the rewards of it. So I could see maybe 10 years ago you'd be really, you know, really into this game and playing a lot, but now, you know, having to dump that much time into a game is another thing for me, just not having time or not taking the time to actually put that kind of time into a game. So I can definitely see that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If this is a game I would have bought 10 years ago, I would easily put 50 hours in this game, no problem. But just with all the games on Game Pass that I want to play, and like we mentioned earlier in this episode, all the games coming out, like those are games that would probably be a little more my speed than this particular game. And so I'm not going to exchange that time for a game that's like really me for this game that I just like, you know.
Yeah, I've noticed that about myself is that games really have to start off good and really hook me early to keep me interested. Because I played some great games that I've only played for an hour and hadn't gone back to, just because, you know, the time that I have to game, you know, I've already put, you know, I've been playing Apex since it launched, and I have over, I don't even know how many hours, over 2,000 for sure, 2,000 hours in that game. So it's got to be something that can catch me early and get me hooked. Like, there's been a few games that I've, you know, completed this, you know, already this half of the year that I've already beat that just hooked me early on, that got me hooked. And if it's something that really hooks me, then, you know, instead of playing Apex one night, I may play a new game for 4 hours. It's just something that's got to catch me early. I've noticed now that I'm getting older, don't have as much time to play, it's really got to start out strong for me to want to spend that extra time with it instead of playing something else or playing something with y'all. It's really got to catch me early. So I'm hoping some of these new games that we're getting into, a lot of indie games do that for me. A lot of indie games start off with a story, you know, a lot of times a very enticing story, a very good story, and then you get sucked into it, and then the gameplay is also fun. So a lot of indie games do a really good job of that, in my opinion. They do a good job of grabbing you, keeping you there, because it's got a great story and the gameplay's fun. So I'm looking forward to trying out some of these indie games we've got coming this the rest of this month. But yeah, I'm glad you got to play it. I'm glad you got to spend some time in it. And I'm glad you actually enjoyed your time, even though it's something that you don't see yourself really spending any more time in. I'm glad you enjoyed what time you got to spend in it anyway.
No, yeah. Yeah, I know last time, like, I got a soccer game, and I just did not really like that. And so that to me is just another thing that kind of speaks to Game Pass, is, like, there's a ton of games that I like on there. I just not, like, they're still really good games. They're just maybe not my speed. So, yeah. Like more power to you if that's the game you want to play. Like, it's definitely not a bad game. It's just not my game.
I mean, I can tell that has changed. That's a change that I've done, because I, you know, when the new Madden came out free on Game Pass or through EA Play, I downloaded it and played it like one time, and I haven't played it since. And that's a game used to, man. When a Madden, or even back when the NCAA came out, I would dump hours and hours and hours into those games, just doing the franchises, building a team, doing the my squad. I can't think of what the Madden version is called now, for some reason. But doing all these dynasties and stuff that you can just build up, I used to spend hours and hours doing that. But now, you know, they're still really fun games if you have people to play with. They're so much fun, but it's just not different enough now for me to really spend that time into. I'd rather play something on Game Pass or go back to playing Apex or Rocket League. So I'm glad we get to pick some of these Game Pass games and kind of do this roulette, because it does get you into some different games, even if it's not something that you're really going to spend a lot of time with. But besides Deep Rock Galactic, what have you kind of been playing this week, Fouché?
So other than those two, I really just put any meaningful time in two other games. And Maneater, that was another game I beat a while back and talked about it on an episode. I went back, I wanted to get some clips on it as well, but I ended up just swimming around and just doing shark stuff for a little while as well while I was looking for those clips. So that game's pretty fun. Just even like dumb fun. Just like it's a game I can jump into and just have mindless fun for 10, 15 minutes at a time. And then I mentioned it earlier, but Spiritfarer, that's the one I was playing on with the touch controls on my iPhone. So like after I played it for like 10 minutes, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go back and play this like for a while on my Xbox. And like touch controls are good and everything, but if I can have a controller and have it on my TV, like I'm definitely picking that. And but yeah, I did notice, like I went and looked at some stuff about people, what they were saying about touch controls, and apparently it is not too light, but I haven't had as many problems as those people were saying. Like they were talking about some bad latency, and yeah. I've only really experienced that once on my Wi-Fi at my apartment, and I tried it. We had some downtime at work, and I tried it on that Wi-Fi, which is awful. And yes, it was not happening. But like when I've been on good Wi-Fi, like I haven't had problems with it. So I don't know. Maybe that's just I know my internet's not spectacular by any means, so I don't know. Just some people were having some problems, but I personally haven't had too many problems with it. But yeah, those are Spiritfarer is really good, and I finally kind of got to like past the first section of the game. I'm taking my time with that one for sure, but I'm liking it. What about you?
I honestly don't remember playing any games this weekend. I'm trying to think. The only thing I can't remember is this weekend. I may have played a game or two of something this weekend. I'm sure I played a little bit this weekend, but not much. And then I played last night for the first time in a few days. I played a few games Apex last night. So pretty much for me, it's been a tiny bit of Apex and maybe a tiny bit of Rocket League this week. It's been, like I said, I started my new job last week. So last week I said I hadn't been playing hardly any. This week was probably even less than last week. So I haven't played much at all the past 2 weeks. But with that being said, I'm going to have plenty of time this weekend. I'm going to jump into Resident Evil 7 and give y'all a lot of people know Resident Evil. A lot of people know this game. A lot of people are really big fans of this game, especially with the new one coming out. I may not do a full in-depth game review like Fouché did because so many people know about Resident Evil, but I will give my experience in the game and what I thought of it next week. So make sure and tune in next week if you want to hear about that. Even if you don't want to hear about that, tune in and listen to what all else we're going to talk about, because you never know with this episode if it's going to be dwarfs or what's going to happen. So If you enjoy the podcast, make sure and follow us on all of our socials. You can follow us on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram at PlayOrPassPod. You can also send us an email at send us an email to playorpass.xboxgamepass@gmail.com. So we look forward to hearing from y'all.
So yeah, and just leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. That's where you're listening to us. And just let somebody know about us as well. Word of mouth really helps. And then, if you have any suggestions for us, just reach out to us and let us know what you're thinking. And so we can just kind of tailor some of our content towards that. But we appreciate you and hope to see you back here next week.